Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag.
Right. What that was that? What movie is that from?
Oh, cutting into my online poker time?
Wedding Crashers or something like that. Yeah. You're cutting into my online poker time.
All right. Sir, this is a Wendy's, and you agreed to this time.
Right, yes.
Yes. Been a hot minute, so it's good to reconnect. We have a lot going on. I had a lot on my docket even before Jay. The news broke this morning that Jackson Mahomes was arrested for aggravated sexual battery, forcibly kissing the 40-year-old owner of a restaurant. You all right there, by the way?
No, sorry, that was just a quick cough. Sorry.
I know. That's all right. Anyway, I mean, who could have seen this one coming, huh? Oh, wait a minute. Fucking everybody! This is what happens when you let dipshits run wild and you don't put them in check. This was bound to happen.
Are you calling Jackson Mahomes a dipshit?
Yeah,
he is.
Well, you would agree that...
Yeah. I want to embrace him, but... I mean, of course, if I say something, oh, you're just jealous. I'm not jealous that my brother is Patrick Mahomes. I'm just jealous because Jackson Mahomes is a dick.
Totally. And this has been a known thing where people in sports have said, hey, Patrick, you're the face of the league. You're a $500 million man.
Literally.
Your brother, while maybe, I mean, of course you love him, and of course he's blood. Boundaries, bro.
Yeah.
Boundaries. And it's like, well, what's the harm? So he's doing a little TikTok video on the sideline. Well, now we find out the harm. Enabling begets more stupid behavior. Next thing you know, he's in real fucking legal trouble right now. Although I suspect the fame and money of brother will help him avoid any serious consequences.
Worst brother, Jackson Mahomes. Or Billy Carter.
Billy. Now, Billy was just Georgia. I mean, them just Georgia boys.
Billy Carter didn't do anything except get drunk, if I remember correctly, right?
Correct.
Well, it's Jackson Mahomes then. Okay.
Yeah. Who's worse, Jackson Mahomes or Kawhi Leonard's sister?
Okay, what did Kawhi Leonard's sister?
Oh, you didn't hear?
No. Oh, she's serving a life rap for murdering an 84-year-old woman with an accomplice at a casino in the bathroom.
I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit.
Here we go. Okay. Jay. Where are we going here? Looks interesting over here. I'm unfamiliar with this territory.
if you don't have any relatives in your family that are doing a bid or doing some time, you just don't know what living is.
What's a bid?
Not, jail time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I'm not gonna lie. I had three cousins who were, they're first cousins. I literally did not see them until I was about 24.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, here's the good thing though. If you're out one night and something pops off and you see one of those, as my other cousins like to say, the bad element, they're great to have. No, they're great to have. Because they ain't nothing going to pop off.
They're streetwise. And they're going to have your back when it's popping off.
Exactly. Yeah. The element, as my friends like to say it. Yes, the element. Yeah. A lot of us have the element in our family. So Kawhi Leonard, no different than anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I don't, you know, this is not Patrick Mahomes' fault per se, although I think he needs to really reevaluate if his boundaries are strong enough. You think so?
Is it his fault or is it? Well, wait a minute. Did you say Patrick or Pat?
What's the difference?
Well, Pat Mahomes, the pitcher.
Oh, the dad. Okay,
yes.
Sorry. Yeah,
Dad Pat. Yes.
No, I'm surprised he hasn't
gotten a hold of this one.
That's a good point. Old Pat, the old man, has been left off the hook on this one here. At least
I've only heard him speak one time, and it was like about 3 or 4 months ago. And somebody did an interview with. I was like, "Wow, Pat Mahomes! Haven't seen him in years," and he seems like your uncle. That's exactly what he seems like your uncle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think at this point it's probably a good idea for Patrick Mahomes to say to Jackson Mahomes,
get your shit in order.
Well, more importantly, you're on your own, bro. You need to find a life, a career, a woman, get married, settle down. And stop glossing in the shine of my career. That's over.
All right, my last over under on years. He and what's his white woman's
Brittany?
Name? How long will they be together?
Oh,
go,
boy. I mean, forever till death do they part.
I'm saying 4 years.
Hey, athlete marriages are tough, man. There's always women.
Those two crazy kids can't make it work,
I know.
What's the hope?
I know. It's not like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson here, you know, the all-American couple.
Did you see? Wait a minute. Speaking of people, Costner's getting divorced after like 20 years.
Is he really?
What's the point? Stick it out. 20 years.
Okay. Well, see now. All right. Let me explain to you being of a certain age. All right. People get divorced at this age precisely because it's been so long. It doesn't get easier the longer it goes if it's not right. And on top of that, you know, you get to a certain age and you start looking at the clock and you look at the scoreboard in life and you say to yourself, Jay, I need to start throwing on every fucking down.
We have to go 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minute drill and we're playing Madden. In easy mode right now. Let's go.
Okay. I got you.
And look, who knows exactly, but I think Costner will do all right on the open market.
I think Kevin Costner, yes. I think he'll be able to get a date. Yes.
And he'll be able to scoop up all that excess Jamie Foxx pussy that's rolling up. Oh my god. Did you just say that? I'm sorry. By the way, thoughts and prayers, Jamie. Nobody knows. He has been in the hospital for 3 weeks with an undisclosed illness.
Yeah, I saw this last night while I was reading. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck happened to Jamie Foxx? I literally need to get up on my pop culture. I didn't know Jamie Foxx was in the hospital. I didn't know. Is it near death? It sounds like it's not good.
It's death adjacent. I don't know if he's I don't know if he's clinging to life, but fuck, he's in the hospital. He can't get out of there, you know, for 3 weeks. I mean, he's still relatively quite young. I think he's in his 50s. Really good fucking shape. I mean, there is that scene in Django Unchained where you're like, fuck, this dude's ripped. And also, okay, I don't need to see that part of him. And okay, you know what? I'm uncomfortable with all of this right now, this brutality, but yes.
Triple threat, though. Funny. He's a triple threat.
Absolutely.
Funny, can act and can sing. Triple threat.
No, he's fucking great, and it will crush me if he doesn't come out of this.
Let's not lose Jamie Foxx. Then.
No, let's not. I mean, look, we just lost Springer. I mean, that's been tough enough right there.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Did you pour one out for old Jerry Springer, the former mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, turned yes. talk show host? How much of a Springer fan were you?
On a scale of 1
as
to 10.
As big as anybody? 3. Oh, that's it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would see it. Like, I think that was like really big in college, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Like it would be on like around 11 or 12 when you're usually finishing up for the day. Yeah.
Are you saying you could have gotten all that in person at the Cottrell family picnic so you don't need to watch it on TV?
it just got all out of control. The show was just like, oh, okay. Right. Right. And then when they started, you know, then it was.
You're not the father.
Right. Wait a minute. Is that Jerry or is that
Maury? I think okay. more Maury, but I think Jerry did some of that as well.
Okay. But Jerry did a lot of topless girls running out fighting
sure.
each other.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Right. I mean, plus, you know, audience members fighting the guests because also, the guest, you yes. know, some woman would come on unhinged and start talking shit about this, that, or the other. Audience member would get up, start firing back. Next thing you know, the guys in the tight black t-shirts are trying to keep order, although not very effectively because they want the two to get together.
Does that guy still have his show, the one who was his security guy? They gave him a show.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I do think it was genius because you're thinking, like, this was never done before. Combat talk show television. Full fist-to-fist combat. What a brilliant idea. This is not Edward R. Murrow. This is not The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This is not Merv Griffin in the genteel little sets where they sit down and like, oh, yes, tell me about this.
Well, if you're asking me my favorite talk show, without a doubt, Morton Downey Jr. Not even close.
Look that here, you pablum puka. I ain't putting up with this bullshit. Blowing smoke in people's faces.
I saw a fight with Al Sharpton once. That was great.
Jeez.
Yes. Loved it.
Okay. Are you in or out on Dion at this point?
Oh, I'm so out on Dion.
You are?
So out on Dion. Yeah.
When did you exit Planet Dion?
When he took the job to go to Colorado because all he talked about was doing right at Jackson State.
Right.
He just ran off for the
and then he's like, oh, yeah. Sweet. I got a D1 job. I got the bag and I am out of here. Now, he'll say that Jackson State broke promise after promise after promise to him.
Well, we didn't find out about this until after you got the offer from Colorado, though.
Well, maybe if he was.
If I were him, I would have been. I'd have been blowing my blowhorn all year about you guys need to do better. Mm-hmm. The Ralph Friedgen way. That's what Friedgen used to do all the time.
What would he do?
Oh, my God, I need more money. They need to give me more money. And blah, blah, yeah, all the time, yeah.
Well, how did that work out for him, though?
Well, he's no longer the Maryland coach.
You end up getting fired. You have to win. You have to win enough for them to go, okay, let's give some more money to this guy. I don't know. Like, here's where I'm starting to put my blinker on to get on the off-ramp to Planet Dion. When he's going off about, you know, what a shame that the NFL only took one historically black college player. Like, this is the dumbest thing. These NFL teams, they just want good players. They're not trying to, like, organize some boycott of HBCUs. In fact, they used to take a lot more players from HBCUs, right?
That's how the ASL got started.
Yes, Jerry Rice, Walter Payton.
No, I mean the 60s, that they would take a lot of Grambling kids, Texas A&I.
Sure.
A lot of those kids or men,
yes,
would go
young men.
Would come from HBCUs and go to the AFL.
Yeah. So there is no way. Yeah. There's no way the NFL now is more racist than it was back then.
That's just a dumb statement.
Right. It's just that the players that used to go to HBCU schools are now going to Division I. And the further hypocritical irony of Dion's rant is that he took a lot of them. There's no players going to the pros out of the HBCUs. I wonder why that is. Oh, that's right, Dion. You took a dozen of them with you to Colorado. Maybe you should sit this one out, champ.
Colorado will be 500 or a notch below 500 this year.
That's a huge improvement from 1-11, right? It could.
Five games?
This whole thing, even though it's the Wild West right now and there's nothing that he's doing illegally, it's so out there. It's so aggressive in terms of just, yeah, we're going to do this, and if you don't like it, fuck off. It has high blow-up potential, like high scandal.
Oh, it could get really ugly
quickly. Oh, yes. Absolutely. And, you know, just because you bring in a lot of talented players, you got to get all these chickens running in one direction for it to be a success.
Not that I'm, you know, kissing ass, but not everybody can make it work like Lincoln Riley. That took a lot of shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And those that would say, don't short Dion because it worked for Lincoln Riley. It's working other places. Why wouldn't it work for Dion? I guess we'll find out. We shall see. I've been told that the Dion YouTube channel is off the charts good.
Dion YouTube channel?
Yes, he's got... It's like he's got Prime Academy or Prime this or
okay.
There's some online video series centered around, of course, Dion. And I've had people tell me you got to check it out. It's really good.
Does he still work with Barstool?
No.
Okay.
No, he came and went on that, just like McAfee came and went on that. Speaking of McAfee, Rodgers was on McAfee today, first time visiting as a Jet, said that it's like a dream every day since he arrived in New York. He's appearing at Ranger games, at Knick games. And what us Packer fans, see how it was hard for me to say that, what Packer fans in Wisconsin and what I am doing right now is keeping a keen eye on him like a ex-husband or wife does to their spouse once they're divorced and they're on Instagram again or Facebook again.
So you think somebody's going, so did you hear that Susan has a new boyfriend now? It's like that.
Yeah,
it's
look like at that. Her haircut. Who does she think she is? Oh, those are definitely veneers. Oh, boob job. I see. That must be nice. I paid for that.
That is.
But did you see? What? Here's the thing. Did you see what Rodgers looked like last night at the Knick game? He had very normal haircut, very nicely clean shaven, and just sort of a very normal long sleeve t-shirt. It was such a weird look where most of us are like, where's the John Wick costume you were wearing the last couple of years? What about that stupid Peaky Blinders haircut he had for half the season?
Is he ready for the New York media?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm... And people say, why do you care? And I'll say, I don't care, but I am intrigued. I'm fascinated.
Interested to see what... Right. How he... The first time, you know, he does something to see with Michael Kay and...
Right.
What's the dickweed who went to jail?
Oh, God. Oh, Craig Carton.
Yes.
Think he won't give them any one-on-one access, but... I did look at it and I thought, okay, maybe he doesn't want to give them anything to pick on. So he's going very plain, very down the middle with his look.
Can't wait till training camp. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Are you rooting for him to be a success or a failure there?
Oh, I'm rooting for him to be a total failure. I don't get the whole Aaron Rodgers adore thing. He has one less Super Bowl than Ben Roethlisberger.
How did you end it with Roethlisberger as a Steeler fan?
I love Ben. He's a pain in the ass. He's a dick. But so he's not quarterback.
Were you ever out on him and then get back in?
Well, yeah. Okay. The first accident, remember, and when he almost killed himself?
Yes, on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. This is like right around the chicken. I was like, you got to get rid of him now. I'm out. And
then there's the incident with the woman in the remote control up in his hotel room in Reno.
Allegedly,
nothing came of it. Then there was the girl who was DTF.
Allegedly.
Well, that's what.
By the way, you're Smoot. Do you sometimes go shut the fuck up, dude? Because his inane
analogies.
By the way, do you know
married guys? He's like the married quarterback is the better quarterback.
Steve Young, who never got married during his whole career, he was pretty good.
Is Steve Young not? Is he married now?
Steve Young was not. Yeah, he's married now. He did not get married to it. I was like, that's an asinine statement. Just along with his ugly, the ugly QB. That's the other one. I'm like, what? That's stupid.
I know.
Sometimes you just want to go, that's dumb. I know.
Okay. Well, you got to let them. You get on the ride. You pay your quarter. You put the bar down and you hold on. And you just
not that I don't like him, but I would tell him. That's a stupid analogy. It's Colin Cowherd stupid.
True. But I will say he knows these new players coming in the league way better than most ex-athletes do. He is a true football junkie. Still, I think.
I am. I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
But we all say stupid shit.
Well, yeah. And his theory is, let's just say, not scientifically proven.
He did not do
no peer reviewed studies confirm that the married quarterback has a higher QBR than the unmarried quarterback.
What's it called when you do a test and you have a high and low baseline? What is it called?
Outliers.
That's shit. Somebody will write you in and tell you what I'm at. What
parameters.
I'm yeah, that's I'll
the high and the low here. Score.
Yeah, they
the Russian judge and the Canadian judge, you throw them out.
right.
Oh, shit. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Anyway, are you happy that the Steelers drafted Yohu Nye's son?
Joey Porter Jr.
is now a Steeler. Pretty cool.
I was watching the highlights, mm-hmm. and they had a wild one. He only had like two career interceptions, and they used that against him to say he has terrible hands and he can't catch. But I was like, well, maybe they just didn't throw against him.
I was going to say, shouldn't they have drop percentages for him?
Yeah. Yeah, but they were
interceptable
like,
balls. What's his catch percentage?
Catch radius.
Balls, something like that.
So I'm just waiting for the season to start. That's all.
Yeah. What else about the draft? How much did you watch? And what are your thoughts?
I watched day one
on it. Okay.
Bill Parcells. The Patriots taking a kicker and a punter in the same draft. That's an all-time first, isn't it?
Probably. Unless you're counting Russell Erksleben of Texas.
Russell, because he was a punter
and
a kicker.
Right. And yet you ask yourself, God, why aren't there more of those today? The kickers union 407 said, we will fucking go to war if you start taking our jobs. So the punters local 998 said, all right, we'll stay on our side of the fence. You want to stay on your side of the fence. And therefore, there's no punter kicker combos anymore, are there?
Well, how about punters who kick long now? That's a new thing.
Like Craig Hentrich. Like Steve Cox used to do for the Redskins was a punter.
Straight on kicker?
He was a punter who would also come in for the long tries.
But he was straight on, right?
I seem to think maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. But it's funny. You would think that punters and kickers could both be, that they could learn to do both. Like, you know that kickers are passable punters. You know that. It's just they're not as good as the best.
Yeah, they're not as great. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Cujo.
Somebody's not happy.
Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm trying to think of the last double duty guy we had that was like good at both.
Yeah. It's
was it Craig Hendrick?
it doesn't really happen because I think they've budgeted for a roster spot. And it is true that if you're just punting, you're getting all your reps, you're training specifically to punt and your technique and everything else. You know, there is a lot to punting. Just ask McAfee. He'll be glad to tell you.
Oh, God.
I know. Let's see. Next topic. Antonio Brown not paying people. What a shock. Apparently, Antonio Brown had an Arena Football League team and was not paying his coaches or his players. So they have now quit, including the reigning league MVP. Brown also locked disgruntled players out of hotel rooms by not giving them keys. Is this real life? Is this not the fucking Onion I'm reading right here?
Wait a minute, did you not see the security guard tell him to leave the field?
No.
During halftime?
No, I don't watch Arena Football.
Oh, well, it wasn't Arena Football, but it was just Antonio. The guy was like, You got to leave the field now. And he's like, no, I don't. I'm the owner. I do what I want. I'm not leaving. I'm going to call the police. Go ahead, call them. I'm the owner. Yeah.
I did not see that.
Yes. Google Antonio Brown.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I know the Arena Football League is not necessarily big time, but they got to have some vetting of their owners, you would think.
Well, they have like 19 divisions. So
okay. But how about
vet so much?
How about a credit check at least? Is the phone bill current? Because this guy leaves in his wake a trail of unpaid bills and unhappy people. But
or mostly to his baby mamas.
Well, that's true. But yeah, these baby mamas are going to have to get in line and fight it out because the money has got to be out soon, right? He can't have that much money left, can he?
No, I think you're correct. I think you're correct about that.
Arena Football, though.
How come that guy's running backwards? Hey, this is Arena Football. Didn't you ever hear of a four-point conversion?
Oh.
Oh, arena football sucks.
And yet they're still playing it. Are you watching any XFL with our DC Commanders in
not
the championship?
One second okay. Of XFL,
moving right along.
USFL.
NBA play. NBA playoffs. Steph versus LeBron. Round one to LeBron.
Round one, Anthony Davis.
Mm.
God, he was good last. God, he was good. Oh,
he was good. 29 and 23, 4 blocks. See, when healthy, he is a son of a bitch.
But see, I've seen the terrible AD, and you just go like, I was at the barbershop today, and we were all going, "He ain't doing that again." So,
so when AD is healthy, he also can play poorly. I thought it was just basically no. He's really good. It's just he's always in the shop.
He had a game like two or three games ago against Memphis. Not Memphis. The Lakers did play Memphis. No, It was Memphis. Yeah,
Memphis.
He had like a 14-3 rebound, 5 turnover game.
Okay,
it can go with him.
Boy, Memphis. Maybe they should walk quietly next time they get in the playoffs. Talk about running your mouth and bouncing a whole lot of checks. And then Dylan Brooks didn't even have the balls to stand up and face the media. That's the weakest sauce of all.
Do you hate that more than any athlete say anything? Athlete who won't talk to the media? Is that
I don't hate it.
Your butter?
No, I don't hate it because I don't care because I expect so little. And this also applies to some of my favorite athletes, including in the very country club white sport of golf, where Rory McIlroy apparently said he needed a mental health break, and that's why he didn't play Hilton Head. Didn't elaborate and was
How
not
much
a male.
Money did, wait, wait, but didn't they, like, fine him?
No, he lost out on $3 million of player impact bonus money he would have been eligible for.
Rory's going, let me get that out of my golf bag.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've always said, Jay, I don't mind how much top athletes in any sport make. They're unique unicorns that bring us great joy watching them do their thing on the field. But for fuck's sake, if you lose it all, I'll be pissed. Because that's an insult to the rest of us working stiffs who understand the value of money and understand how hard it is to earn. And I hate it when they go broke. And I also hate it when they're like, $3 million, who cares? Fuck you, Rory. Sorry you were sad about missing the cut at Augusta.
And this is your guy, too.
I know. It's my boy. Okay. He's still my boy. He's still my boy, Blue. He's still my boy, the fair-haired Irish lad. But it's like, you know, okay, you're sad about missing the cut. You're not playing very well. Suck it up. Go play Harbortown. If you miss the cut, you miss the cut. Who fucking cares? It happens. Then you can go home and be sad at your leisure for 2 weeks in a row because it's not an elevated event. And if you were to come out and say, look, I'm just burnt out on golf. I'm hitting it like shit. I knew I was going to play terrible, but I wanted the $3 million because here, rights check, this hospital or this battered women's shelter now has $3 million. I would say, thank you. Good. Better for you to do that. Play 2 shitty rounds of golf. Donate the $3 million to somewhere good. Don't let it stay in Jay Monahan's coffers. Fuck him. But anyway.
Will Roy ever get it back?
Yeah. He's just in a bad stretch right now. You know, the problem is just it's the whole softness of everything in sports. Every sport, every player, they're all too fucking rich, and they're all too fucking soft. Almost every one of them down to a T. You're better off counting the players who are hard than you are trying to identify the ones who are soft. Because I just say they're all soft.
I always go, any athlete who has a big social media following, they're all soft. Or who is on social media a lot, soft.
Yeah, probably that's mentally just, soft. They care too much about it. Like,
yes.
like when Durant's burner got exposed, I was just the biggest facepalm. Like, tell me you have time to worry about this. How is that possible?
Like you're Kevin
fucking Durant. What are you doing engaging in proxy battles with people on social media?
Again, That shit's off. Do you think Michael Jordan? Well, I hate using that analogy. I can't.
Yeah.
If he would have been on social media, who knows? I really doubt it, though.
But. Holly Saunders has a new OnlyFans sports league coming out. She says in June, and it's going to be models on OnlyFans playing sports in various states of undress.
Oh, God. That's okay. Well, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm sure somebody will.
Do you want to see some skank on OnlyFans playing ping pong topless?
Anybody can do it. Yeah.
Right. You don't need to like an organized league for that, per se.
I'm sure there's somewhere I'm sure there's a porn somewhere with that. Okay. Naked girls playing ping pong. I'm positive it's there. You can get a dartboard, 85 things, and I'm sure there's a porn for that.
Yeah. And then there's this story. My colleague, I know it's a definite my colleague Armin always loves to use the expression, don't run from the grind. Don't run from the grind, he says, talking about, you know, social media or whatever. Just like, you know, go through with it, follow through with it, you know. Don't shy away. I sent him this story with the note, wow, talk about two kids who did not run from the grind. Headline, 2 10-year-old children were found working at a Louisville McDonald's sometimes until 2 a.m. 10 years old.
Louisville, not Thailand.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, goodness.
The revelation was part of an investigation into the child labor law violations in the Southeast. The agency also found 3 franchises that own more than 60 McDonald's locations in Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, and Ohio, and they employed 305 children regularly to work more than the legally permitted hours and perform tasks prohibited by law for young workers. Look here, Billy, Susan, looks like you've got the closing shift on Thursday. But it's past my bedtime. Too bad. 2 a.m., the drive-thru closes. Make sure you put away the fry grease and make sure any unused french fries go back in the freezer. Lock the doors. Look both ways while leaving. It is Louisville. And then we'll see you tomorrow when you ride your big wheels back in for work.
Yeah, mister, I've got to work on my volcano for my science class tomorrow.
What did you do last night? My mom helped me with my project for art class. Oh, what'd you do? I worked the closing shift.
That's right. Yeah,
McDonald's.
I had to clean the McFlurry machine.
Right, exactly. And that's a bitch, by the way, because those things are always breaking, right?
I was going to say they're always broke. So,
yeah, hey, you ever been to McBroken.com? It's a real website.
I have seen that. Yes, they give you every machine that's broken. Yes, that's
funny. And then one more. I don't know. Maybe he belongs on the FTG list for this. But did you see PK Subban basically called Lizzo fat on ESPN?
Well, can I? In PK Subban's defense. Did you see who he used to date?
Lindsey Vonn. Was married to Lindsey Vonn, as I recall. They got divorced.
He's got some hype. There is a comedian named Corey Holcomb.
Okay.
Who did a good 5 minutes on Lizzo, and it was saving the funny. He said, are you checking for Lizzo? Think about 7 o'clock in the morning, you getting up and she coughing and wheezing in the bathroom. And how that looks.
Give me that name one more time. I'm literally Corey, writing it down.
Corey Holcomb, Corey Holcomb.
Okay.
He does about 5 to 10 minutes on Lizzo, and it is.
It's on YouTube?
Yes, it's hysterical. Because, of course, you can't fat shame her. And he's like, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
She called herself Lizzo the new standard of beauty.
That's not true.
It's insane. It's insanity. And it's like you shouldn't treat people her size with anything other than kindness and love towards another human. But at the same time, we can't encourage that because we know you're a biological ticking time bomb at that weight. Right?
Somebody did say something about that. That isn't she worried about diabetes?
Yes, that was my girl from Biggest Loser.
Yes.
Love that girl. She plays for the other team, but I still love her. So apparently PK Subban said, I'm going to have a Lizzo-sized lunch. Oh, shit.
I was very impressed by their forecheck, their battle level.
Can you hear this?
Big game for
Listen, maybe they need to pack a Lizzo-sized lunch.
Big
picture basket.
Oh.
I bet the other guys are like, oh, shit. Here comes the cancel sword.
Wait a minute. Let me look and see. Okay. Oh. On Twitter, PK Subban, Lizzo, trending. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Every soft,
I know,
wet blanket. Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, we've already had several nominees. I mean, Jackson Mahomes could just retire the trophy at this point, but who do you got for FTG?
Well, since I've watched a lot of baseball, MLB umpires...
They're terrible!
They have made it so that you can't fuck up, yet you still do. It's impossible, but they still fuck shit up.
It seemingly is worse than ever. Yes. And my only theory is as follows. You ready? They know robo umps are coming, and they have no more fucks to give. That's my theory. That they're literally like, we're going to get replaced anyway, so who cares?
So what's the point?
Right. Sort of a what's the point kind of a stance at this point. Because it's that bad, I'm thinking, well, you're watching the game. You're behind the plate. Aren't you trying to do the right thing? And it seems like night in, night out, they're getting worse and worse. So I don't know. All right, to baseball umpires, fuck those guys. Fuck you, Blue. My FTG goes to a guy who ate a banana that had been duct taped to a wall at an art museum in South Korea. This is so funny because somebody just duct taped a banana to the wall and was like, it's art. This piece of art is worth $120,000. It's just a banana duct taped to a wall. Well, someone came in and said, I'm going to make this art worth even more money. And he gently took the banana out from underneath the duct tape, ate it, and put the peel back under the duct tape.
Oh, that guy's my hero.
He kind of is my hero. So to the original artist with the banana on the duct tape, fuck that guy. But to the guy who ate it, I say kudos to you, my friend.
Amen.
Taking it next level. All right, Jay, your time playing online poker has been restored. Always good to visit. We'll talk to you next week. And as our friend Ken Beatrice once taught us to say boldly,
bye-bye now.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.